To Blobergstrand on Freedom Day, that's 27th April, a group of 12 swimmers have been training for this event. But the event supports Gift of the Givers and the humanitarian work in occupied Palestine, and also features participants from various organizations and civil society groups. So it's essentially also about a very good cause. Online, we've got Nadia Creel, who's one of the swimmers that will be part of the relay team. I'm sure she's put in a lot of work already, and maybe just getting to the business end of the final prep, because this swim is literally days away. Nadia, good welcome to PM Drive.
Hi, thank you so much,
So you're part of a group of 12 swimmers. I'm sure you guys have probably been swimming and preparing for a couple of months already. You're a couple of days away from the event. Maybe firstly, can we talk about the cause and the primary reason behind the swim?
Okay, so we've decided to do the swim on Freedom Day. Obviously, to support the 31 years of democracy in South Africa. So the swim was spearheaded by Karen Daniels. She approached the Palestinian Solidarity Campaign of Cape Town, and then she voiced her opinion of doing a swim as a relay team. The reason why she wanted to do a relay team was to get different diverse diverse groups into this swim. It's to support the people in Palestine. The cause is obviously close to everybody's hearts, and what South Africa is doing for the people in Palestine. Hence, the Gift of the Givers has also decided to be part of this initiative.
If I understand things correctly, Nadia, you've done the swim already.
Yeah, so I've done the crossing about 3 years ago. I swam from Robben Island to Blouberg. The distance is about 7.4 kilometers. And then last year was my double Robben Island crossing, where I swam from Blouberg to Robben Island and back.
Was that, I mean, this cannot be, Nadia, let's be honest, this cannot be a social swim, because 7.5 kilometers... single crossing, you did that a couple of years ago, and then the double crossing, which is just over 15 kilometers. What is that experience like? And you're definitely not a novice. You're not a social swimmer. You are professional.
I wouldn't say professional. I'm a working mom. I'm just trying to just push limits and see what I'm capable of doing.
Well, that then elevates your status even more.
Thanks, eh? So it was hard training for the event. You have to put in at least 20 kilometers of swimming per week, and that takes about 4 or 5 hours of your day, your week, and then you have to fit it in between working, seeing to your kids. So it was quite a challenge, but it was a phenomenal experience, and I'd probably do it again. And then when I was approached to be part of this relay team to do the Robben Island swim, I obviously jumped at the opportunity, because it's such a such an experience, man. You never understand if you're not a swimmer. But it was such a great experience. Well, my experience was a great experience, and I would do it again.
And hence, you are doing it now on...
I am doing it again, and all the swimmers have been training really hard.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we had another training session at Camps Bay. And then we had Gift of the Givers there as well, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, and he was such an inspiration to all of us there. He spoke about his work and what he's been doing in Palestine, and obviously where the money will be going towards. So for us, that was such a great experience, and it was my first time meeting him, and what a nice, humble guy, doctor. I really, he made me feel so welcome, and what we're doing, and small little things that you can do. Even like now, with we're trying to raise 500,000 rand for the campaign. And no donation, just remember that, no donation is too small. If it's a 50 rand that you can donate, 100 rand, no donation is too small.
Okay, so it's about the cause, Occupied yeah. Palestine, Gift of the Givers. I mean, we don't have to say much. We don't have to say much about Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, global philanthropist and humanitarian, an amazing guy, one of our superheroes. So the intentions are to raise 500K, partner with the Palestine Solidarity Campaign and Gift of the Givers, group of 12 swimmers. The distance, it's obviously the double crossing, just over 15 kilometers.
So it's going to be a single crossing this time round.
Okay.
So how it works is there's going to be 12 swimmers and there'll be three boats on the water and then four swimmers to a boat. So it will work in a relay. So we still need to the logistics, but depending on one will swim for 30 minutes and then the next one will get in and then the next one swims for 30 minutes. So it will be a relay team till we end off in Bloberg Sand.
Okay, so essentially a relay team of 12 swimmers. Would this distance, Nadia, be split up evenly, or do you have strength swimmers maybe at the start and strength swimmers at the end or somewhere in the center? What would be the strategy for the swim?
Yeah, so that probably would be the strategy. We're still finalizing the team. We are actually a bit more than 12 swimmers, so we'll obviously decide which 12 will be swimming. But exactly like you said, we obviously didn't be in the water for a long time because the water is quite cold. So it will obviously depends on strength and weaknesses, and then maybe some participants will maybe just swim for 20 minutes, some will swim for 30 minutes. So it all depends on the day.
So in conclusion, we want people in the country, all over the world, we want them to support this crucial swim. It's about raising 500K, Gift of the Givers, the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. People can donate in any way possible, and obviously to support the swimmers. And I'm sure we're encouraging people also to come out and support the swimmers on the day at the start, and then also when you reach the finish line, so to speak, of the single crossing. Just give us maybe those logistics, Nadia.
Okay, so we're hoping to start to do it on the 27th of April, which is Freedom Day. The problem with a swim is that it all depends on the water temperature and the wind and on the day. So we have a window period from the 25th till the 28th. So that's our window period that we want to do the swim. So we're hoping for the 28th, but it all depends on the weather. So we're doing it through a company, and they will let us know probably about 2 to 3 days before the time if the 27th is a go and the time which we'll start the swim. But that will be communicated via the different social media platforms. But we're hoping for the 27th of April.
All right. I think we should definitely chat to you once this swim has concluded to find out about the experiences on the show. For now, Nadia, you guys probably still have some final prep that you're going to put in ahead of this crucial swim. Any concluding remarks from your side?
Yeah, no, I'm just so grateful for this opportunity to tell everybody about the swim, and that everybody just should support us. Support the campaign. It's such it's something dear to all of us, and we're hoping we reach the 500,000. If more, that's probably a bonus. But thank you for having me.
All right, all the best to Nadia.